Track 6. You have reached the top of the West Park Hill. Take a short break. Have you been here before? Take a look around. Take your time. You will be moving on soon enough to the festival's next project or somewhere else entirely. You will probably forget the place here under the birch trees with a view of Wattenscheid and Goldhammer. But now you are here. Please find a place for yourself. We want to linger for a moment. You are about to hear a poem by Lina Atva, a poet and author from Salamia and Van Eyckel. In 2019, her book of poems, Das Buch von der fehlenden Ankunft, was published. The poem you are about to hear was kindly written by Lina for this audio walk as a greeting to the people who live here. If you let this track run, you will hear the poem in the language in which Lina Atva wrote it. Arabic, if you prefer to hear a first draft of the English translation, please select track number 7 now. In either case, you will reach the same end. Of course, you can simply listen to the other language version later. I will get back to you in a few minutes.
أغنية الكناري الأخيرة إلى حوض الرور في هروبه الكبير من مناجم الفحم. الأرض أفعى والبيوت نمش طاف. الأرض تقلب جلدها وتمضي قبل أن تمنحنا الوقت لوداع سريع، قبل أن نفهم دورة المكان، قبل أن يغفر لنا شجر قديم قتلناه، وقبل أن نرتب حديقة تنقذ الذاكرة من خرابها. بيوت تطفو على فراغ فوق الماء، ندوب الأرض لا تلتئم، تلك التي خددناها ونحن نتبع شهوة للخراب، ونحن نتلذذ بالمعدن يهوي على التراب، ونحن نذهب عميقا إلى القاع. ومهما كانت السماء زرقاء فإنها لن تنعكس على نافذة قذرة، ومهما كان التراب دافئا فإنه لن ينقذ الوردة من الاختناق، ومهما كانت البيوت ثقيلة بالأسمنت أو خفيفة بالورق المقوى فإنها لن تطير ولن تصمد أمام جوف الأرض الغاضب. غضب قديم يفور من القاع الذي تحديناه إلى الأعلى، نحاول أن نعقد صلحا مع المكان، لكن الزمان لن يطفئ النيران ولن يرجع الفحم إلى الأعماق. الزمان شاهد ثقيل على الخسارات، غير أننا لا نجيد أن نستسلم، لذا جعلنا المنجم متحفا وأبراج المعدن وجها جديدا للمكان، وجهدنا من أجل ألا تنهار الأرض بنا، ولكن ثمة بيوت تختفي، ثمة رعب ينبض في شرايين التراب العميقة. والزمان لا يعود ولا يتغير، حتى لو خلقنا ذاكرة جديدة للأشياء، للأرض، للمنجم، للفحم، للتراب، للناس، لكن ما ذنب الأطفال الذين لم يهجئوا بعد كلمة منجم؟ ما ذنب الذين ظنوا المنجم رحلة تحت جلد الأرض؟ ما ذنب من كان إرثهم بيوتا تبتلعها الهاوية؟ إننا نهوي ولا نستطيع سوى أن نجعل العدم يتأخر قليلا. إننا نهوي، لكن يمكننا أن نجعل العمال يتوقفون عن الحفر هنا أو هناك أو في حفنة تراب تتألم وهي تذهب إلى القاع. إننا نستطيع أن نعتذر للمدن التي بنيناها على رهانات قاتلة، أن نحكي الحكاية ويصير المنجم متحفا لما اقترفناه، وتصير مدننا مدنا ناجية من الحرب والحفر المحموم. لكننا نسمع صوت المعدن يهوي في مكان ما فنصم آذاننا دون أن ننتبه أن الكناري يتوقف عن الغناء، دون أن نفهم غضب الأرض، ذلك الذي يمتد من قاع عميق في البعيد إلى المدن الآمنة.
We want to go on, leaving the view or the bench behind and dealing with what we cannot see, somewhere that light no longer reaches, the underground spaces left by mining. There are several paths that lead from our viewing point. We want to take a specific one. With the steep staircase behind you, take the gravel path to your left. Walk leisurely along the young grove. Stay on the path. Follow its gentle curve. You will soon come to a fork in the road where two large concrete architectures appear in front of you. The former cooling towers of the Bochumer Verein. From there, I will guide you on. On your way there, you will hear parts of our conversation with Katarina Markova, an artist who worked daily in the remaining mine shafts for many months. She has walked the underground abandoned corridors and holes that crisscross the West Park. Here, just below, are barely known rooms and paths underground, accessible through small holes in the ground. Do you remember the sounds you heard today between each track? They are the songs of the underground passages from the inner life of the West Park, which Katarina recorded during her tours.
Also dieses Projekt hat gestartet eigentlich mit meinem Interesse an dem Boden, aber nicht aus irgendwelche.
This project started with my interest in the ground, but it was not a nationalistic interest, more from a geological and biological perspective on the soil. Then I came to understand, quite naive, that if I would be in the ground, I could understand the soil better. I met a young man from a community interested in the underground spaces beneath the West Park. And thereby appeared the possibility to enter this very specific hole in the West Park. This hole became very important to me. I planned a performative installation dealing with this hole. This also included a live performance, which took place at the entrance of the hole. I spent a lot of time in the hole. For several months, I was visiting the hole nearly every day. With hole, I mean this open spot where you could go underground, but I also mean all the rooms and spaces that are behind the entrance.
Eingang in das Loch.
You are now at the fork in the road. Before your eyes, between the trees, two large concrete architectures stand out. These used to be the cooling towers of the Bochumer Verein steel casting plant. Go left. along the wide gravel path lined by birch trees in the middle. As soon as you reach the large fork in the road, from where a path leads downhill to the right, wait a moment. I will direct you from there. What we found fascinating about Katharina's work is the challenging of our perspective. We, as inhabitants of the Ruhr region, tend to see the remnants of the mining industry only as such places where we mourn the end of our history or, depending on our mood and social circumstances, imagine a new history of a higher culture, of the fine arts or progressive politics. But the terrain is more complex than that. Maybe we oversee and miss a potential encounter. There are objects, animals, and sceneries around us, but they do not wait for us to discover them. They are just here, beneath us. Only a few meters from here is a hole Katharina speaks about. Follow the gravel road.
Genau, ich habe dann mehr so nachgedacht, wie kann ich dieses Loch irgendwie in Erscheinung bringen.
I was thinking about the question, how to make this hole appear. About the specific moment of appearance. To get a glimpse of it, and in the next moment, it's already gone again. This resembles one moment in the hole where I used an analog camera with a flashlight for the first time. During that moment, I thought, wow, I understand this room now. But I was blinded directly after, and totally lost the understanding of the space again. The spatial and acoustical experience in the hole is totally different from anything above the surface. It also made a huge difference if I entered the hole by day or by night, and then of course, the compact darkness in the hole. There is something that gives me the impression of borders disappearing.
Diese kompakte Dunkelheit in dieses Loch, es ist schon etwas, wo ich das Gefühl habe, dass irgendwie das so Grenzen verschwinden.
You have arrived at the fork in the road. And do you already have a feeling for the holes and tunnels under your feet? Can you perceive the changes that have taken place here? Some distance in front of you, you can see a high wall painted with graffiti. A few layers below the colorful paintings that can be seen on the large wall now is a huge graffiti. It says, "Racism kills." You can't see it at this moment, but it is still there. It was painted to commemorate those murdered in the right-wing extremist terrorist attack in Hanau in 2020. Gökhan Gültekin, Sedat Gürbüz, Said Nesar Hashemi, Mercedes Kirpaç, Hamza Kurtovic, Willi Viorel Paun, Fatih Saraç Oğlu, Ferhat Unvar, Kavuyan Veukov. Please take the slightly downhill footpath from here. An eye-catcher for orientation is the outstandingly high former water tower, which stands in front of you on the horizon. Follow this path down to the lower part of the park. It takes you along the wall, around a corner, over a small bridge, continuing toward the tall water tower. We approach the Ruhrtriennale from the back of the Jahrhunderthalle. This will take you directly to our next fork in the road, from where a staircase leads down a few steps. From there, I will lead you on in a few minutes.
Diese Frage der Sichtbarkeit ist dann die Frage nach dieser überbelichteten Sichtbarkeit.
For me, the question of appearance became a research for overexposed visibility. I was interested in how the light would not simply disappear in the dark. For example, the shimmering light of light worms becomes invisible in the city lights. It is impossible in an overexposed environment to pick out or identify these other sources of light. And I'm asking myself, what kind of praxis is connected with the thoughts and types of knowledge?
Katharina's work is a reflection on how to make a landscape or an object appear in an appropriate way. This could be connected to the question of how to act responsibly in an environment that is strongly influenced by human activity and production. Earlier today, we heard about the eternity tasks engineers face. They need to get rid of the underground water because the whole area is in danger of sinking into it. What does eternity mean in this context? Eternity is such an overwhelming notion that it's hard to process at all. But maybe Katharina's approach is a good opportunity to understand the eternity problem as a shared one. When you reach the fork in the road, a staircase leads down between two rusty steel walls. In front of you, the water tower rises into the sky. Go down the steps and continue straight ahead. The path leads you between the long brick building on your left and the two cooling towers on your right. When you reach the end of the brick building, follow the path on the right, along the modern metal facade of the pump house and further around its corner to the left.
Dann hat diese Spekulation eigentlich angefangen, ob diese Orte, die eigentlich...
So, I started speculating if these spaces, which remind us of the industrial collapse, the collapse of production, could be conceptualized in a different way. Not in this positive sense, like Jahrhunderthalle, which is somehow a monument of a new kind of production, but more like an abandoned space. Then I started speculating which potentials this place offers. The plenty of things one could do here. On a material level, to think about the condition of the soil, the substrate, when formerly there was a heavy industrial production going on here. What can we do now to protect the groundwater? Which plants can we put in the soil that do not poison animals? That's how I imagine responsibility should be.
You will come to the square of the water tower. You pass it. Continue straight ahead. We are approaching the Ruhrtriennale. You are at the end of our journey together. To the left around the building is the entrance to the Jahrhunderthalle. On its forecourt is a moonscape. By the way, you can discover the book of the poet Lina Atfa, whose poem you heard on the other side of the West Park, in the small festival library on the forecourt of the Jahrhunderthalle. That was Zwischentage. We are glad you were there. We wish you a wonderful further visit to the Ruhrtriennale. Oh yes, Can you still remember the beginning? The walls in the Gelsenkirchen train station?